And welcome back to Talking Sack. It is midday NASCAR update again. I need to find like an actual day for these, but we never record on Monday like we were supposed to. And now it is Tuesday, so you'll probably see this on Wednesday. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Liz is here again. I didn't introduce them, but I think most of you know by now Liz is here.
Hey, guess what? I'm in a good mood, Jackson. You know why?
Why? Is that you? Did you smoke an extra bowl before we started?
Well, always, but also, I won this week, as in
you did.
won, as in called the winner of the race won.
Yes, you were the first person so far to pick the winner correctly after I said that I was going to pick him and said, no, that's kind of a cheap pick, and then didn't. And then I felt bad afterwards for not picking him, but
it was a foolish mistake.
It was. He obviously was going to win, and I just blew it. I choked hard.
Right? He's the best driver. He's the best road course racer, and all the Hendricks did pretty well. I think they were all in the top 10.
I don't know if Bowman was, but everyone else was.
Yeah. All the stars were in the top 10.
All the ones that matter were in the top 10.
Yeah. Oh, poor Alex Bowman, man.
He barely exists, so I'm not really sure.
You can't find a picture of him where he looks the same from each picture. It's very odd.
He's like the ultimate warrior. There's like 80 of them, and no one knows exactly who's who, but he's there.
Right. He's always there.
Poor Alex Bowman. He also gets the shitty end of the stick because he still has the Nazi car.
Right. The Nazi car. That also it's a Dale car. That also, you know, at a time when Hendrick is kind of at their worst in the last 10 years, over the last 2 years, this is about as bad as they've ever been. So.
Yeah. It's kind of sad when the best race they've had all season is the road course race, but.
Right, and again, it's Chase who's getting it done. This was their best team effort, though, probably of the year.
Jimmy got his best finish of the season did he get third?
Yeah.
Third? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he got third.
Byron got top six.
Yeah.
And Bowman was just outside the top 10, I think, but he did not get a top 10.
Yeah. And they all, well, Bowman ran into Bubba. But he only ran into Bubba because Logano ran into him.
Those Italians, you can't trust them.
Nope. Those Northeasterners.
Those fucking Jersey. Those fucking Jerseyers. New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know where Joey Logano's from. He just gives me
a New
Jersey.
He's from New England.
Ah, same thing.
No, it's not.
It's not. No, it is. It is definitely not the same thing. He's from, like, Connecticut, isn't he?
Yeah.
Greatest stars ever come from Connecticut, so.
That's true, like Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, noted great guy Aaron Hernandez.
Hey, man, he made a Pro Bowl, I think. And that's all
was
we'll
he
have
from,
to
was
say
Was he
that.
From Connecticut, or he just played in New England?
No, he was from, like, Bristol, Connecticut.
I thought he went to school in Florida. I just assumed he was from Florida. He gave me Florida vibes.
No, he is very much a guy from Connecticut there. So
he has all the Connecticut traits.
Yep, of killing people.
Yeah. You can't be from the Northeast unless you have at least one murder to your name, so it makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, definitely checks facts. Besides the road race this week was kind of fun. The new Daytona course. I watched the truck race for a bit, and that was kind of a nightmare.
the truck race was tough. The ARCA race was real good.
Mm-hmm. It was. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say the ARCA race with our boy Ty Gibbs was driving real hard. For the lead, but almost the entire race, except for the two times when he spun because he was going too hard. And then Sam Mayer, he was racing and he had like a broken thumb, so he had to get out of the car. There was a race break at the halfway point, and he got out of the car at that point.
So. Poor little baby.
I know, right? I hope they got McNuggies.
They did. They probably his mom took him to McDonald's after the race.
Hell yeah. That's our guy.
He's only been driving cars for 1.5 years legally.
Right.
So good.
Yeah, dip some sauce for us, pal.
What's your favorite sauce. McDonald's nugget sauce?
Buffalo.
I think I'm just more of a standard barbecue guy, but I wonder. Yeah. I'm gonna DM Sam Mayer after this and ask him what his favorite sauce is, so we can find out what your favorite sauce is.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. We absolutely have to. We really have no choice, do we? No,
not really. I am required by law.
Yeah, it was Kevin spun twice in this race. Kyle Busch crashed, which almost, if he hadn't crashed, Elliott was going to win by like a million. I was kind of worried at that point because I had bet that Chase Elliott would win the NASCAR race and that Lewis Hamilton would win the Formula One race. And obviously, Lewis had already won the F1 race at that point, and I knew that. And I was, really hoping Chase would pull it off, and I'm won that bet. So,
yeah, you are just outstanding with your bets so far. You're gonna be a billionaire soon, just slinging NASCAR.
Yeah, random NASCAR tidbits. Speaking of random NASCAR tidbits and bets and things of that nature, who do you have next week? You can go first, seeing as you got your ass kicked.
I did. I guess Ryan Blaney did not do very good. So.
Yeah. And what do you, my guy won the race, so that's 3 points to me. So that's
you beat
that's
me by like 30 race. Positions. So you did it. It makes up for last week and you losing by like 0.2 positions.
Yeah.
So.
Choosing a guy who's had like 6 straight third place finishes or whatever.
That's true. I don't know if we ever established how doubleheaders work. I know that we said if we picked like Hamlin or Harvick, they have to win for us to get points.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to pick them at all on doubleheader weeks? Or I don't know how that works because we're averaging. We never really figured it out.
I guess we can pick them.
Yeah. I don't know. It just feels really like bad picking Kevin Harvick because normally he does. Especially with like oval tracks, he will just get top 5 every time.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't in my 2 choices. So, but you can take him if you want.
I will not. My first pick will be Truex Jr. However, though,
that is a good pick. That is definite. He's the hottest driver. If his race team could just stop screwing up, he could be on, you know, a 9 race win streak or something. Just every week it's, you know, speeding on pit road, uncontrolled tire, just all his engine died while he was trying to save gas. It wouldn't start so to save gas on the straights, they'll turn off the car and just coast and then turn it back on. And his car wouldn't turn back on doing that during the under yellow. So that was fun.
I think this is one of the weeks you'll put it together. There's 2 races, so I think one of them he'll win and finally put it together for the Truex squad. Who is your first pick?
My first pick will be Eric Jones.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting pick.
He's been good at Dover. JGR is usually very good at Dover. And he is and his car has been one of the fastest on sort of the mile tracks this year. So I like him.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or it'd be interesting to see if he does win a race, because then he doesn't have to fight for he's just right outside the playoff line. Right. So.
Yeah, and if he wins a race, or if someone, what he really needs is to win a race, because if someone wins one of them, he could be in real trouble. That would bump him even further down, move the cut line. So.
Mm-hmm.
And with only three races to go, and one of them's Daytona. So.
Yeah, and you already have, one of the winners, I guess this like a sidetrack moment, is Austin Dillon got the COVID, so he's out for a bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Kaz Grala got a top 10 out of it. His first cup ride.
Poor three car, but at least they put it together for the day.
Yeah, and it makes it feel a little better. Yeah, it's also not the worst thing because Austin's already locked in. If he were in the points bubble battle, that could have been devastating. Even those, 10 or 15 points or whatever. Even if he finished last and finished third in both stages or something. But he doesn't need
the race for the rest of the year, but we'll see. There's only a couple more races left in the playoffs, so he'll miss the next two, but we'll see.
Yeah.
At least he's already in the playoffs, Good for his team. He do need it.
Right. Well, if Grala had won, he wouldn't be in the playoffs because you have to be top 30. But if he had won and then raced in these next two races, he would be right outside. And someone would have a decision to make of trying to run him in some medium car, like Spire Motorsports or something. Just try and push him to the end if he could just drag out a win somewhere.
Starcom will dump Quinn Huff off just so they can run Grala for a couple days to get a playoff spot.
It would be a pretty epic run. I mean,
I think that'd be really. I don't know who's exactly 30, but it would really be funny to push him off. It's Priest is number 30. He has 260.
Way underperforming. Unfortunately, poor Bean Car, man.
Poor Bean Car. I'm really looking for someone Matt Kenseth. I guess last week I said it, but I really want Matt Kenseth to win one race just to screw everyone.
Right, screw everyone. Okay, who's your second pick, man?
I think I've been having a gut feeling about it all week, but I think Kyle Busch finally gets a win this weekend. It's just bound to happen, even though this entire season he's been just shit for some reason. Yeah. But
here's an incredible fact. Over the last 40-something races, he's won one race. You know what race that was?
Which one?
The championship race last year.
Perfect. I mean, that's all you got to win.
Yeah. Well, you have to get enough points. But the thing is, last year he had a lot more stage wins and stuff at this point. Yeah. So. He's way behind in playoff points.
He might get one win. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I just think this weekend he does it. So.
And locks himself into that playoff position. Okay. My pick is... Give me a second. Are you doing this? Okay, I'm going off the board. Bubba.
Nice. Finally taking Bubba. It is a shorter track, so his car will definitely perform better. But
yeah, and I think they're on a high right now. The team was running well until they got shunted last week. He runs well at these kind of tracks. He has a similar speed rating to Erik Jones in this sort of situation, so I'll take him.
That's good. You've taken a couple. Black horse picks or black horse, yeah.
dark horse pick.
Yeah. Good choices. I didn't want to pick any of the. I picked Kyle Busch, but Kyle Busch really isn't a top tier pick this year.
No. By any means.
But yeah, I didn't. I still feel really shitty if I pick Hamlin or Harvick just because it's kind of a cop out pick. But we'll have to see if either of them. I would not be shocked have another Kevin Harvick double win situation, but I didn't really want to pick him. So
yeah, once the playoffs start, we'll have to pick who we think is going it through in each round at the start.
We'll love to do a little like pool going, but
yeah, bracket.
So currently you have 5 points. I have three. I have to either get a car to win or beat you all the next 3 weeks or so. So
yeah, it's two weeks.
Two weeks.
There are two races this weekend, obviously, and then the Daytona Oval the weekend after that.
So I have to. I don't know if I can win. I have to have a driver win this weekend, I think.
Yeah. If a driver wins and you win the, like, and neither of my drivers win, then you get 4 points.
Fancy.
If one of your driver wins and neither of my drivers win, you get four
either
points.
That, you either win. If that doesn't happen, then you either win or we tie. So.
Right. Going into the playoff rounds where we change it up.
I might not be thinking of anything, but I can't think of any other pressing NASCAR news for this week. It was a little slow.
Probably the only other, especially after the last couple weeks, which have just been go on the front. It's sort of layered down on the Bubba front. It's increasingly looking like he's staying at RPM. Just with huge amount of sponsors, because now DoorDash is on board.
That's good. DoorDash is a big sponsor.
Yeah, big sponsor, Cash App. So all the hip sponsors.
Bubba is the hip driver. Yep. He is the only one most people care about.
Yep. It's funny because I figure they probably get along, but like the hardcore fans are all Chase guys, people. They're all into Chase. And then sort of the more casuals are all into Bubba.
And then everyone else just watches.
Or, you know, chooses random.
Yeah, I don't know.
And gets mad on Twitter. You run into, like, a random Austin Dillon stan or something. Or someone who says that the races are, like, rigged against Tyler Reddick or...
the last standing Kyle Larson fan in existence.
Oh, God. Here's the thing. No one ever really liked him because, one, he's kind of a jerk.
Like, yeah.
He's similar to Kyle Busch, even if you put the racism aside. And, you know, he was never really well-liked, you know, so.
That's true. We'll see.
Despite being enormously fast.
I mean, he being a great race car driver, he is just too racist for anyone to touch. Which, right. Being 10 years ago, he would still be racing right now. But.
Oh, absolutely. 4 years ago, he'd still be racing right now.
It's just the signs of the future.
Yeah.
Which is, it's definitely a good thing. I'm not, like, I don't think Kyle Larson should be racing. At least,
no.
Definitely not this season, at least, but.
Yeah, next season in the Cup Series? That's absurd. Like, if he
get him in an ARCA car, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think we want that. He'd win every race. But if he wants to run a bounty truck team, I don't really have a problem with that.
Yeah, he just I don't know. A couple years out of the spotlight, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it's winning.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I feel bad because he went back to, like, his hometown. So he's running, like, pro-am races at their dirt track. And he hasn't finished worse than second. And think about that. You show up to your dirt track. You're just some guy who, you know, builds your car as a hobby. Fucking a Cup driver comes in.
This reminds me of one time I went to a race at Iowa Speedway when I was, like, 12. And they were doing go-karting with the Xfinity drivers, and Austin Dillon was doing it, and they had, like, Austin Dillon start, like, three laps down or something on, like, a 10-lap race.
Right.
He won the race by, like, two laps in the end of it.
That's not surprising.
It's not at all. It was just insane, and watching these, like, slightly drunk, like, 40-year-olds just get...
Hosted by this, like, 17-year-old, because he was a kid at that point.
Yeah, I don't know how much older he is than me, but I was
like
12.
He's like 25 now, so.
Yeah, that makes sense then. So yeah, he was like 17 or 18 at the time.
Yeah.
He's 30, actually.
Oh, wow.
So 8 years ago, he would have been 22.
Yeah.
Still.
Wow.
He was my age. Yeah. But yeah, it's just people don't realize just how good like professional athletes really are.
Right.
Even the worst one would just absolutely destroy any minor amateur competition.
Right? That guy who said, maybe I could walk into a home run on Twitter. You saw that, yeah? He's
yeah, like, I did.
He's like, I could never score in soccer or hockey, but I could probably hit a home run.
Like, I could definitely hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
over a fence 435 feet away.
Yeah. Even the best, like, athletes of all time hit, like, 20 sometimes a year. You could get, like, 130 at-bats. You wouldn't hit one.
Yeah. I mean, underhand him wiffle balls, and he would struggle to hit a home run.
I barely hit, like, slow-pitch home runs off a 50, or after, like, a 50-year-old fat dude.
Yeah.
Throwing 30-mile-an-hour underhand fastballs.
So you're playing with Braun Strowman's dad.
Yeah,
he's like a professional softball player.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that last year during a Cubs game when they first moved to Fox. What a nightmare! Not to get too into wrestling, but did you sign up for Thunderdome virtual fans?
No, I didn't even see that was an option. You can be a virtual fan.
Yeah, I signed up for it like as a. I don't know if I would actually do it, but it's fuck. Like so, they had it open for like 5 minutes before like the slots filled out.
Right.
But I got two emails in, so I'm probably I cheesed it because I didn't think my first one went through because I used my school email and then I used my personal one, so I probably took a slot from someone. I'm sorry, but. So the WWE like Twitter account put up a thing and said you can just register to become a virtual fan, and then once they open up at 6 on Friday, you can click a link and get into like a giant Zoom call where you're just watching the show.
Okay.
So it sounds interesting, but I don't know.
We'll see how it's presented on TV.
Yeah, they said it's just going to be like giant LED boards like they do for the NBA games, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Again,
it's going to be weird how they place that, too.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a bunch of fucking idiots who show up in like AEW shirts and then get pissed when they get kicked off or something.
Right, immediately. I mean, it writes itself.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like WWE should just ban everyone from wearing an AEW shirt, but most people who are wearing AEW shirts at WWE stuff are doing it in bad faith anyways. So.
Right. Well, no one in the wrestling industry is acting in good faith, except Roman Reigns.
That is true. Except for Roman Reigns. At least it's safer than AEW not, air quotes, putting fans in their stands and then having everyone adamantly say they're not fans, even though it's pretty clear that they are.
Right. You know, it's hilarious. It looks like the Jaguars aren't going to have any fans at the exact same fucking venue.
Yeah, most NFL teams are, but I don't know if that's based... Is that a team's decision? I know the Raiders said they're not doing fans. The Bears said they're not doing fans, but...
It's team with local government, basically.
Yeah, so Jackson being in Florida.
Yeah, but I think they just... I don't know. They don't seem to be doing it, so...
I definitely wouldn't, but I don't know. If it came down to it, I wouldn't necessarily put it past some NFL teams to have fans.
Cowboys are intending to.
Oh, I know. Jerry Jones is a fucking idiot. I saw his big thing about fucking... I don't remember really what he said exactly, but yeah, I did remember reading about the...
Yeah.
Absolute champion.
Well, here's the thing. He knows his team is good. If the team were going to go... 6-12 or whatever, or 4-12, he wouldn't be so upset about it. But this team is going to be real good because Dak Prescott
is a money team.
Good. Yeah,
they're gonna sell so many foam cowboy hats. It's insane.
Oh God,
just infinite foam cowboy hats.
Yeah,
racket.
Michael Gallup jerseys. This is a pro Michael Gallup podcast because he went to CSU. Go Rams. Hell yeah. Speaking of Rams, our star receiver Warren Jackson is leaving school to focus on being in the NFL draft. Which
I mean, good for him. I know most players are probably doing that. With their conferences canceling, I saw a thing today that said Justin Fields said he has no idea why the Big Ten can't play if the AAC or the ACC and the SEC are playing. And I don't know if he knows this, but they're not going to play.
they're playing under circumstances where it's actively dangerous to play.
Yeah, regardless of when they play, it's going to be dangerous to play unless it's like next summer and somehow we have a...
Yeah, the spring...
But I don't know. Like I saw Notre Dame already suspended in-person classes because 150 COVID cases were on campus already in 8 days.
Yeah, UNC did the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Iowa State started yesterday. I'm doing all online stuff, but I saw there was a big party or something that was just near campus, and my friends that live on campus are saying that there's just too many people, so I can't imagine. Most schools are going to be open much longer.
No, it's very tough, especially because this is the year that the Chamber of Secrets opens.
I am kind of curious, though, if like the Iowa State football team is doing all online classes to prevent them from getting sick. I can't imagine any of them are like on campus at all.
I would hope not, but that's where the training facilities are, right?
Yeah, they're like to the... I don't know where the practice stadium really is, but the field is like a block from campus.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But like, I know the Big 12 hasn't canceled yet, and I think it's dumb. And then a bunch of reporters are kind of lying, but none of them are really credible, I guess, about other teams joining the Big 12 and the ACC this season. I know that Notre Dame did, but Notre Dame doesn't have a conference to really
piss
off.
And they already have an existing relationship with the ACC and other sports.
Yeah, they're in every other ACC conference for everything except for football already, so...
Right.
They're in the Big Ten for one, but I can't remember what it is.
I think it's hockey.
Yeah, it's hockey, I think. But, yeah. I don't think... Does the ACC have hockey?
No,
I know some... I know, like, Boston College... I know Boston College and Syracuse have hockey teams, but I didn't know if they...
Yeah, they play in, like, a Northeastern league.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Until we fund the Clemson hockey team.
Yeah, I'm like shocked Iowa has never had a hockey team. I know like Iowa's not like a hockey state, but like we're cold, so.
Yeah, I mean Omaha has, UNO has a good hockey team. There's no real reason that Iowa or Iowa State couldn't, or UNI.
Yeah, that's
UNI
true.
UNI would be the ideal hockey school.
UNI is the only school in Iowa that has a rugby team, so that would be weird. I mean, that'd be cool if they also had hockey.
Yeah, and some years they have the best football team, so there's that, too.
They do, yeah. They're consistently the only Iowa football team to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever asked you, are you pro Division I football playoff, like, expansion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Very simple reason. More football is good, unless it's in a goddamn pandemic. But, you know, it's in theory.
Yeah, I don't know. People are always, like, upset that, like, there would be more football. Or people are always upset about playoffs getting too watered down by adding more teams. Which I kind of get that. Like, I don't know if, like, 16 baseball teams need to be in the playoffs, but also I like more playoff baseball, so I don't really care. Or I know that the NFL added football teams to the playoffs this year, and people were really pissed about it not being as, like, distinguished. And I'm like, well, if you're still the best team, you're going to win anyways.
Right. So really, yeah, no one's stopping Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson on lock.
Yeah, but, like, so for the college thing, there was, like, one last year where it was, like, LSU would play, like, the group of five team, which I get, yeah. I get that. Like, why would you want to watch LSU beat Memphis by 60 points? But also, it would just give teams like Memphis a reason to play harder and stuff, so that way they could at least attempt to win a championship. Because
right.
I understand, like, UCF's, like, grief like 2 years ago when they went undefeated and then like 10 straight games. They won like 24 straight games and they still had no chance of making the playoffs.
Right. But,
which isn't really in, like an issue as much with the conference or with their conference, I guess. It's more of just like if you're not in a Power 5 school, you can never really expect to make the playoffs.
Right. No matter what schedules. You do. Yeah. But the thing is, some of these SEC schools, especially in whichever the East is usually weaker, I guess. So especially in the East, you're not playing that hard of a schedule. You're telling me Florida plays that much harder of a schedule than Memphis.
They play Kentucky, who on a good year is like 7-5, 6-6. They play like Florida State, who as of recently has been a 6-6 team at best.
Yep.
They'll play like Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Since Vanderbilt's never been good.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Tennessee hasn't been good since 98.
That division is just much weaker than the West.
And that's the thing, like Florida is ranked top 10 every season and then goes like 8-4 somehow. But their schedule sucks, so they should easily only be going 10-2. But Florida always loses to like two teams they should never be losing to.
Right.
It's like clockwork. I don't know. I forgot who Florida lost to last year, but they did they lose? I don't remember if they lost to Kentucky last year. I don't know if that was last year, but
yeah,
it might. But you know, so it's Florida. And also they're like them and Texas are always going to be ranked. Texas is going to go 7-5, even though they're only going to play 10 games this year. Somehow they're still going to go 7-5. But it's definitely weird how much stock they put into scheduling. When I think most of it should just be how good a team looks when playing. Because, like, the one season, UCF was just blowing everyone out, except for the last game against UCF, which was a really great game. But other than that, they didn't really have a close game at all.
Right. No, it is.
And they're like, you're only the eighth best team somehow.
Right. Well, and it's because they have a monopoly on the power. So, you know.
That is true. It's definitely rough. And I'm not. And it's like, I don't know. Even like when Iowa went 12-0 that one season, if they beat Michigan State, I still wasn't convinced they were actually going to make the playoff.
Right.
Because Michigan State barely made the playoff. And they really wanted to put, not Stanford, but I forgot who the fifth seed was. I think it was still Iowa, actually, but they really didn't want Iowa or Michigan State.
Right.
If they always just want the same four teams in because they want to make money, but.
Yeah,
that's why they always put Texas ranked.
Yeah, but those teams are always better than everybody, too.
Well, that's true. I'm not saying, like, they're biased towards Ohio State and LSU, but that's just because Ohio State and LSU were just better.
Right. And Alabama, Alabama's LSU. Good, yeah. Alabama, Clemson, LSU, and Ohio State are good almost every year. So.
Yeah, and Oklahoma's normally good. Yeah. I don't remember the last time Oklahoma's had a losing season. Or a season with less than 10 wins.
Maybe not 10 wins, but I don't think they've had a losing season in your lifetime.
No, definitely not. Florida State didn't have a losing season for like 36 years until like 2 years ago.
Yep.
it was funny seeing the two Florida State fans I followed just getting upset at games when they literally haven't lost more than six games in a season since like my dad was a child.
Right, the mid-70s.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I've always kind of wished Iowa was a power conference, but I don't know if I could take the stress of being a power school.
Right.
Just like your expectations every year are way too high for me to give a shit. And I don't know. I think I cared more about the Cubs baseball after they won a World Series than before they did. Mostly, right. I mean, I guess it's because I'm an adult now, but also like. Once a team does good, I don't know if it, like, just makes you care about them more. I know there's some people who have, like, the thing where you win one and then I'm just good for the rest of my life. But I don't know, like, if I saw the Bears win, like, a Super Bowl, I think I would just be more upset that they didn't win a Super Bowl every year after that.
Right.
I would just be that high for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can see Patriots fans do this online in real time.
Yeah, it's hilarious. They win six Super Bowls in 18 years and then they lose to the Titans one time and they just start saying they need to fire everyone.
Right.
It's, I don't know, it seems like it hurts more to be good than bad.
Sometimes, yeah. But I'm a Browns fan, so where do I know?
I don't know, not a lot. You have very weird sports teams that you like.
Yeah. So. It's based all on aesthetics.
And the fact that you have a monkey that is a Los Angeles Angels fan. But other than that, I don't
I do. That monkey. Hello, monkey. There he is.
You like all the Colorado teams and then teams that you have stuffed animals for.
Well, not all the teams I have stuffed. That team I have stuffed animals for. And then I don't have a brown stuffed animal. Maybe I should.
I'm going to mail you a dog. A Browns bulldog or whatever they are. I don't remember.
Right. It's a bulldog or an elf. Those are the two.
Okay. Fancy. I'll get you an elf toy.
Yeah. There was one at the Hall of Fame once that it was a bulldog, and if you hit its head, it went, "Here we go, Brownies, here we go."
Yeah, I have one bear stuffed animal, and it's like a pillow pet my grandma got me for Christmas one year of the mascot. Right. My brother has a Packers pillow pet. The Packers pillow pet is also a bear, which seems like bad marketing, but...
Yeah. That's weird.
Not ideal. It is a polar bear, though, but it's still a bear.
So. Yeah.
Could have thought of anything else.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the weirdest piece of... I don't know, like, if the... I think the people that make pillow pets, I'm just clowning on them too much because they do not give a shit. But the people who made it just had zero idea of what they were doing, I guess. Because it doesn't make sense to make it a bear whatsoever. But
right.
It had like a little like leatherhead football helmet on it, but it was still just a polar bear.
Right.
But, whatever.
These things happen.
Yeah, mistakes were made, definitely. Mm-hmm. In other sports news, the NBA playoffs started yesterday as we're recording. Your Denver Nuggets got a tight win in the overtime.
Yeah, they gave up 57, third most in NBA postseason history points scored by Donovan Mitchell.
It was a great. I didn't watch it, but I saw that it was a good game. The only playoff basketball game I got around to watching so far was Trailblazers Lakers, but that was a really good game too. So I'm not really upset about that. They all have looked like they've been good games except for Raptors Nets, which was the only one that I think was bad so far.
Right.
What I've seen.
Yeah, I mean the Magic beat the Bucks. That's pretty wild.
Very impressive, honestly. But yeah, I guess the Magic did beat the Raptors last year. Then they won the championship. So
yeah,
can't really. Sometimes you lose the first game. It takes that to get you motivated.
Right. No, for sure. Especially in this, you know, format where it's like, what? It's hard.
Yeah,
to get
it's really
up.
It's really weird to me because like home field advantage really doesn't matter at all. So it's not like. It's going to be really weird for the teams on the road that won the first game because both the eighth seeds won their game today.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting because it doesn't really matter for them because that might have been one of the factors, though, because it's not because, I mean, I guess the Magic are in Orlando, but I'm not really sure that matters.
No, it doesn't at all.
No, because there's no fans, so it just doesn't matter. And there's no environment. So like getting the one seed isn't necessarily worthless because you're playing technically the worst team. Right. But, like, they technically now have all the momentum because, like, there isn't – you're never going to have a more advantage than you did now, so.
Right. And also, Damian Lillard is an insane person, so.
He is absolutely brutal. Ice in his veins.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yes, and other cliche basketball terms, but yeah.
Very much so.
He is a very good basketball player. If hot take – hot talking sack take, Damian Lillard is a good basketball player.
Right.
Still think I could beat him one-on-one, but that is a discussion for another day.
Absolutely. You're much taller than him.
Yeah. I can't be that much taller than him. He's like, he has to be like, I think he's like 6'1 or 2. I'm probably just like a centimeter taller than he is.
Right.
It's not, the NBA isn't like the WWE where the tallest dude on the roster is 6'3".
Drew called himself 6'7" on Raw the other night.
I mean, if Adam Cole is 6 feet tall, then R-Truth is 6'7". It's weird though, because like, so when Adam Cole was standing next to Pat McAfee, Pat McAfee's only 6'1".
Right.
Adam Cole is clearly like 4 inches shorter than him at least.
Right.
It's the funniest shit. I don't know. I get why they do it. It's to like create immersion that these are just like bigger dudes, and it makes their like medium sized dudes look much bigger.
Right.
Like when Lars Sullivan's only like 6'2", but they portrayed him much larger than he was, even though he is just I hope he's never on TV again because he's a huge asshole. But,
right. But well, still, like, that's why he works better in NXT.
Yeah, because no one in NXT is above 5'8".
Yeah, you come in and Randy Orton's standing in front of you, you start to look a little different.
Yeah.
Randy definitely has very long arms.
That is true. Randy is a lot smaller than like Drew McIntyre is, and he's still just a large dude.
He's a very big man.
The only WWE superstar I've met in person is AJ Styles, and I am a good, like, 6 inches taller than him, so.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me look massive. That's
his gimmick, yeah.
Yeah. He is he's a phenomenally short guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he prefers the term flat.
Mm. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, the Earth is flat. I don't know if we've ever gotten it.
They're the pro Flat Earth podcast. The only one, I think.
I would assume we're not the only one, but I wouldn't be shocked if we were either, I guess. But yeah, we are pro.
I doubt it.
People are stupid, but we are the pro. Yeah. Another news.
We're the smart ones.
Oh, sorry.
What do you got?
Another news today. Your longtime ex-girlfriend, Susan B. Anthony, got finally pardoned from prison today after being dead for 90 years or something. But good for her. Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. Liberty at last.
Thank you,
President Dumbass.
For pardoning a dead woman who was dead longer than you've been alive.
Right? Oh, man.
He thought that he was, like, doing something really big for the women's movement. Like, I can just see it. Guys.
And the thing is, they laughed at him, and he just kind of, like, I don't know how he felt about that. Probably not great.
I think if I was there, like, to record the press conference, and, like, watching it, I would have just started cackling as soon as I heard it. I would not be able to control myself.
Right? Because he had made this big thing, and people were like, man, is he going to,
Is it going to be like Snowden or Assange or something? Yeah, no, it's fucking Susan B. Anthony. Which is the weirdest shit ever. I was half expecting him to pardon like the Tupac's killer or something before Susan B. Anthony.
He's just so stupid. The Unabomber.
Yeah, I don't know. There's people he could pardon that would probably get him like more like credibility with people. I don't know. People would be able to see through it really easily, but like, yeah. I don't know. Susan B. Anthony was just the worst and like the worst possible pick. I don't know if it's the worst. It's not the worst possible pick. It's the most like tone deaf pick, probably.
Well, she's dead. Like, okay, cool.
Susan at least it's like an alive person
who is super racist or something. Like he. Oh yeah, the Atlanta bomber.
I was expecting him to pardon his good friend Ghislaine Maxwell, who he noted they are friends. Or they were.
Well, I mean, he says he wishes her luck and good fortune and all that shit.
Oh yeah, so. I did see the HBO interview where he's like, what do you think about this? And he's like, I feel bad for her. I was like, why? Why do you feel bad for her? She sex trafficked children to rub Prince Andrew's feet.
Yeah, well, he's okay with that.
Yeah,
because
he draws the line at Obama not having COVID testing for some reason, but he's okay. Right.
He only sees the world in people being nice and people being mean to him personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just sad. I don't know. He's just grasping at straws for anything to get him voted in.
Right.
I don't know.
It's getting way more racist, that's for sure.
He does a really bad job marketing himself to people, but the Democrats do just an awful job at marketing themselves too, so I don't know.
Right. Well, the thing is, both parties are aiming for a very specific demographic of people who watch too much cable news. Just old people. No one's actually in good faith trying to appeal to young people except AOC.
And that's because she is young people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's only 30, which I don't know. There's a thing, legally she can be president next time there's an election, but I don't know. I don't think it'll... Either Joe Biden dies in the next 4 years and Kamala is the president, or Joe Biden is the president for 8 more years, probably.
No, he said he only wants one term.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He's been... I mean, can't really expect much more at his age.
I mean, his brain is already just pudding, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's by far the more functional brain that I know you are, but why am I, Zinger, he dropped the other day? Trump can't keep up. If you were in an interview with Trump and you just kept saying no you to him, he would freak out and punch you or something.
I would just bring up statistics about just anything, and and he would not know how to rebuttal that. And I'm like, I have just paper. You can read. He's like, no, I'm good. But he's amazing. And I don't know. I hate Donald Trump humor that people have where it's just he's Donald Trump bad, which is just the lowest. It doesn't do anything. It just annoys everyone.
Right.
Where Nancy Pelosi every week has a new dumb fucking nickname for him, and everyone's I don't know what it is. The more central left, I guess, is the people voting for Biden.
Right.
I guess. Or willingly voting for Biden.
Right. Well, I think one thing is if she just called him that only to his face, it would probably make him angry. it would have its intended effect.
Except she said it over an interview or something on the internet, and no one gives a shit. So it just looks stupid.
Yeah, but just go up to him and say it in his face.
I think I finally decided I'm just against all politics after I saw that pro Kamala Harris music video on Twitter yesterday, and I just wanted to shoot myself.
That was the best song I've ever heard.
It was not. It was
Randy
just off.
Rainbow.
I don't know who
apparently
he is, but I blocked him.
He's crazy racist, apparently. There are all these, really weird tweets. You have to go look at them. They're just awful.
Well, that's good.
I
assumed he wasn't racist because he was pro Kamala Harris, you know? You can't be racist if you're pro Kamala, who is a cop.
It's at least helpful,
Oh, shit. Well...
There are a lot of racists who are anti-Kamala.
That is true, but I don't like her very much. But again, she's better than most people. And when the criteria to be Joe Biden's vice president nominee was to be a black woman, your options are very limited.
Yeah, especially if Michelle turns you down immediately.
Yeah, there was someone that said that it should have been Beyonce or something, and they were not joking.
Oh God.
It's, politics are just the worst. And on that, I think I'm good for the week, unless you have anything special you need to say, so.
Don't think so, other than everybody on the list, please DM.
Do we add anyone to the list this week?
I don't think so.
It's just Ty Gibbs, Sam Mayer, Dua Lipa, and Casey Musgrave, I think are the four, unless I'm missing someone.
Those are the main four.
Please DM, and that'll be it, I think. No sponsors this week, unfortunately. 5G Rona backed out, so.
Yeah, they're sponsoring Bubba Wallace now. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. It was really weird. They were really anti talking sack after last week's episode. It was rough. Yeah. Poor. We'll try to reel them back in, but I don't know. All our money's gone. So, and if you want, please buy T-shirts. Liz needs weed money.
Always, I need hundreds of pounds.
Any purchase of a Liz shirt goes immediately to the weed fund.
That is true. Absolutely true. Wu-Tang forever.
Wu-Tang forever. All right, have a good one, Liz.
Bye.
Bye.